Hi, I'm Tara Stubbins. I'm a celebrity assistant, certified lifestyle manager, and time management expert. You can find me at takeiteasyconcierge.com. And thanks for listening to the Rockstar of Real Estate, realestatepodcastshow.com.
Good morning. Paul Andrigo here, realestatepodcastshow.com. Hopefully you've all had a safe and healthy weekend. Today what I'm doing is I'm going deep into the stats as far as what really happened last month in November and how many new Toronto real estate millionaires there are. Now let me start off by telling you the real estate millionaire criteria has to do with properties that have sold for $1 million or more. What the people owe on those properties varies, of course. Some owe a lot, some owe zero. It really just depends, of course, on each one. So in every one of those cases where the property sold for $1 million or more, of course, the end result varies, which is why this is such a customized thing. And which is why I always tell you guys to follow up any of my podcasts by visiting realestatepodcastshow.com to get more information. And specifically for something like this, I can give you very detailed information depending on what you want to share via gold.realestatepodcastshow.com. You can register in less than 15 seconds and it makes it really easy for you to take that next step and find out what many others have found out is that they were real estate millionaires without knowing it. Some have sold for over $1 million. Some for much more than that. And in some cases, there are cases where there's people that have made, you know, even 100 or 200,000 more than they expected. And as a result, it's been a pretty big change of life for some of them. I can tell you some of the stories of my clients over the years who've had life-changing moments like that. And hopefully you're one of the people that's going to be doing that with me in 2021. But by starting now and knowing where you stand is the only way you can know, you know, which way is up. If you have no idea what your home value is, you bought it 5 years ago, you haven't paid attention, you haven't had a report sent to you every month like I do, a report reminder to sent over to you to make sure that you know what's going on. And I'm not suggesting that you need to know every month. And this is the conversation I have every day with you guys, is you don't want to hear from me every month about your property value, and I don't want to tell it to you every month. I don't think that is realistic. Obviously, as you're getting ready to sell your property, it helps to know in detail. So yes, then you'll want to know more and more about what's going on via my detailed sold reports. But normally, if it's just for you to know where you stand, you know, every 3 months you can reply to my regular email and say, yeah, sure, yeah, let me know what's going on. And it gives you an idea of where you stand so that you've got the ability, the choice, to possibly be, you know, to be able to cash out on your existing property and possibly trade in for something smaller, something larger, whatever it is. Interest rates are sort of helping a lot of people make those decisions. If the move is out of town, again, it starts off by selling first. More importantly than ever, you need to make sure that you are selling first, not buying first. Okay. And I'll explain the danger of doing that, of course, when we, you know, talk in more detail. But definitely selling first, especially for those of you with condos and lofts in Toronto, you're going to want to make sure that you have a full understanding of the implications of doing it the other way around. So make sure that we talk first. That way I'm able to give you that big suitcase full of money. And then when it's time to buy, not only will you be able to buy smarter, you'll be able to buy better. And I'll explain all that to you again when we meet. I don't want to bore you on the podcast about that. So again, there are 1,000 new. This is according to the November numbers for Toronto, sold over 1 million, which is from November 1st to the end of November. I have it as 1,000 on my stats, and this is via the Toronto Regional Real Estate Board stats. So I've got 1,000 new Toronto real estate millionaires to congratulate. And hopefully you are one of the ones that I'm going to be helping next. I really want to make sure we talk now. And if you haven't had some of my most popular reports done, make sure you go to reports.realestatepodcastshow.com. Start off with that. Start off with the home history report. You can't possibly tell your story or even expect to have a great sold story unless you know how the story began. And that's what I've been doing for 20 years. I've been doing this in various ways, but I've made the process so simple that it literally is something that you can register for, again, in under 15 seconds, because I know your time is valuable and I know you don't want to think about this too much. And I don't want you to have to come up with reasons or excuses when we talk about, I'm not really serious about moving, and then 3 days later I see you on the market. It's just better to be honest, and this means just starting way before you're ever going to move so that we can develop some sort of a connection, a relationship, and sort of take it to the next level when it's time. And once you found out what I can do and what, you know, I'm able to do for you. And of course, the longer that we do the build up, just like a flight, the bigger the plane, the longer the runway. Basically, that's the same thing goes here. The bigger the sale, especially in Toronto, the better it is that we start now if you're planning a March sale. And you might not know 100%, but again, don't worry about that part. Just if you're ready to start taking the steps properly, now is the time to be setting up for your March sale. I'm just telling you up front what the smart ones are doing. Hopefully you're one of them. Thanks for tuning in. Enjoy the rest of your day.